Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning we continue in a week focused on doing your part and kind of starting with a couple verses for the week and then narrowing it down each day as we take those verses apart, so to speak. But Ephesians 4:16 says, "From him, that is Christ, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." And the word picture that Paul uses is a body. And the realization that every part of our body has a function. And some of them we haven't figured out. God designed it in a way that it functions best when each part does its work. And that's true of his body, the church. And he writes the Romans chapter 12, verses 7 through 8. "If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully." And today we're going to center in on that giving generously part. Again, as we've talked about all week, the context gives the idea, and rightfully so, that we are gifted uniquely, and that our gifts are used together with others to benefit the body of Christ. And yet, all of the things on this list that it talks about, if your gift is this, then do this, are actually things that God's Word instructs all of us to do. And perhaps the level at which we do it varies based on whether it's specifically the part of the body that we're meant to be or not. But to say, well, it's not my gift to contribute to the needs of others, so I don't have to, that would be wrong. And God's Word has made it clear that we're to help others in their time of need in proportion to the help we've received from God and according to the ability that God has provided us. And so when we consider what it looks like to give generously, I think of the story in the Bible where those coming to the temple to present their offering are observed. And you get an individual who comes in and kind of get the impression that it's really for show. Kind of like the guy that was praying at the temple, and the Bible says he thus prayed to himself. But then in the story of giving, you find that you have a poor widow who gives two mites, a very, very small amount. And Jesus says that she gave more than the other, because they gave out of their abundance. She gave all she had. And so we're not talking about measuring according to the world standards who gives the most to say who is the most generous. As a matter of fact, that shouldn't be a contest at all within the Christian mindset, within the Christian vocabulary. Because we know the answer. The answer is God. But he says, his instructions regarding giving really has to do with what God has done in our heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, Paul writes, and he says, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, I don't believe this verse was given as an out to those that would rather not give. I think it's meant for us to examine our heart. Because when you look at this idea that each person should give according to what he has decided in his heart, combined with God loves a cheerful giver, the question probably needs to come as to what condition is my heart in? Is it full of love? Is it full of God's presence? Is it full of His Spirit? You see, when we consider what we've determined in our heart, then the result is an indication of what our heart contains. The same is true with our words just as much as it is with our giving. Jesus says it's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. And so it's what's inside that's going to eventually come out. And so many times we get so caught up in giving generously being all about money. And it's not that money's not included, but how generous are we with our time, with our listening, with our attention, as well as with our money? You see, when we realize the very nature of God is giving. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave. Not that He thought about them a lot. Not that He longed for them. I mean, the Bible does talk about both of those things. But at the very heart is a generosity that came from the heart of God. And God loves a cheerful giver. He wants us to not feel pressured or tricked or somehow manipulated into giving. He wants us to give from a generous heart, from a heart that's filled with His presence. Today, we all have opportunities to give. And I know you may be thinking, I don't have anything to give. My bank account is empty, and it's actually beyond empty. My wallet is so dry that it can rain for a week and it will still be dry. But we still have opportunities to give. Some people need the things that money can buy. We all need the things that money can buy, but some people don't have the money today for those needs. But I suspect that most of the people that you and I will cross paths with today, if we're going about a normal day, especially here in America, the things that they need us to give generously have very little to do with money. Pay attention. Be ready. If it does involve money and you're able to give and God has prompted in your heart that desire and that ability, then by all means, give generously. But don't miss out on the other opportunities. To give and to give generously. The person that's noticeably down and discouraged, as a part of the body of Christ, what can you give them? Sometimes just your presence can bring hope. An offer to pray, and then praying with them, can bring encouragement. We give generously when we give cheerfully. I know a number of people, and I at times in my life have been one of them, that have looked at those that have much more than I do, and we think to ourselves, oh my, what would it be like? What a wonderful thing if I could be a philanthropist. Yeah, if I could say the word, I'd be dangerous. If I could be a philanthropist, a person that is generous and gives and helps people. And you know what? We can be. Maybe not at the level that we think we would want to be, but we can be at the level God has enabled us to be. And we say, oh, I would be so happy if I could just go around helping people financially. I would be so happy if I could just go around handing out money. The truth is, our happiness in doing that probably would be pretty similar to our happiness in doing it now, at whatever scale that we can. But what can you do? Or more importantly, what can God do through you? The Bible's clear that God has the means to provide all that is needed. He uses us, He uses His children to be the source of that at various times, but His interest seems to be more in the wholeness of the individual, the wholeness of the body. And when we learn to give generously and learn to give cheerfully, we probably will find we have more to give than we thought. Because what we're giving is exactly what we've received from Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been poured out into our life. Your love has been the representation of a God that gives and does so generously and cheerfully. And you've called us to the same work, the same task. And God, today, help us to pay attention to the opportunities we have to give both generously and to give cheerfully. Whether our wallet's full or whether it's empty, you've put within us something that we're able to give. And may we determine in our heart, because our heart has been shaped by you, that we will help people. And whatever that looks like, and however you've enabled us to do that, may we be cheerful, filled with joy because we're able to be your servants. We're able to be your stewards in sharing what you've provided. May you fill our life and our mind and our heart with the knowledge and awareness that anything we give has come from you. And may the joy of sharing your bounty fill us each day. And as you provide financial resources, may we be willing to share those. As you provide hope and encouragement in our life, may we be willing to share those. As you provide time and energy in our life, may we be willing to share those. May we be accurate in our inventory of what you've given us, to the best that we can, so that it would shape our heart and our mind and what we are willing to give to others. Father, as we give, may we give generously, may we give cheerfully. Father, as I pray for those that are struggling mightily, whose life are filled with great need, some that they're aware of, perhaps needs that they're not even aware they have. And sometimes the need comes about through our own decisions and the consequences of our actions, and other times it just hits us. Father, give us wisdom and discernment, but soften our hearts towards those that are in need. Allow you to work in their life in ways that address any issues, just as you work in our life to address the issues we have. Father, today as we grow in generosity, as we grow in cheerfulness, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.